The perfect 40. Live your best life and age with grace and wisdom. Written by Lana Shabdin. Narrated by Alexandra Baton-Bailey. Chapter 1. Perfect 40. No matter what year it is, what's happening worldwide, or the latest marketing craze, we cannot help getting older. Even though we cannot help getting older, we do not have to get old. For birthdays, some people, actually most people, feel positive about it. The cheer and joy of being older grasps them tight. Meanwhile, the remaining persons see beyond this. Although they may feel the cheer and joy as well, they also open their minds to the negative part. They see birthdays as one's days on earth being numbered. As a matter of fact, this is very true. The older you get, the lesser your days on earth. This is not meant to instill fear in you. Instead, it is to make you see two basic realities. One will get older, and while you get older, your days are numbered. When is the perfect age to live life? Because that is one thing we are all searching for. This book is about the perfect age when we turn 40. It is about how we feel about getting older. This is about aging from the 30s to our 40s. This book is not about back pain, knee pain, hair loss, or weight gain when we get close to 40. This is about an emotional roller coaster, all we think and mentally feel at that age. There is absolutely nothing that can stop time. Nothing can slow down time. Time machines are the only things close to it. But you know what? Time machines don't exist. Well, they do, but only in the fictional world. The only place where time moves at a slower speed would be in space. After all the fiction movies where traveling back in time is possible, you would really think that something like that is possible in today's technologically advanced world. But even if traveling back in time was possible, it would not guarantee that we would go back to how we looked at that particular time. We would still be the same age as we are today, not a minute younger. The time machine only helps you travel back to visit your past, not actually change your age. And when you're done visiting the past, it brings you back to reality. In riddling words, age is the only thing that goes up and never comes down. For some people, 40 is half their life. And for others, it is the majority of their life. As crazy as it sounds, this is the truth. You don't have to be religious. You can believe in any faith of your choice. But the only thing we can do about this truth is make the best out of whatever is left out there for us. You should prepare for it and live by it so you don't need to think of the help of a time machine. Religious or not, one day we will be gone forever. So why not call it a perfect 40? This is a perfect age for everything. Think about it. Why would you not call it a perfect 40? The 40s are the time to make those changes, bold moves, and life-changing decisions. You have not made those changes yet. Suppose you've not taken those bold moves. There may be no better time than today. This is the age when your results come out. You're wondering what your results are, right? You know, as a very young adult, you get advice. Chief of them is that you should live your life without regret. Thus, do as your heart says. You'll be asked to take your steps with your future in mind. We all seek happiness, so they will tell you. You will learn that everything you do should be for your immediate and future happiness. One thing about regret is that it's a future effect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?